Room 4. The last room of the museum, a small domed octagonal hall with built-in showcases towards the end of the eastern wall of Room 2, houses objects made of parchment and paper, manuscripts with and without miniature illustrations, books published by the monastery, paper icons and seals. The collection includes a copy of an official 1760 patriarchal document of the ecumenical patriarch Seraphim, 1757 to 1761, signed by the Synod of the Ecumenical See and by the Archbishop of Cyprus, Paisios. The monastery's library boasts a rich collection of manuscripts, rare publications, and thousands of volumes. A significant number of Greek and Ottoman documents are kept in its archive. The museum houses a collection of rare treasures and a large number of highly valuable icons, gold embroideries, copper engravings, silver gilt artifacts, and so on. The museum continues to be enriched with ecclesiastical heirlooms, manuscripts, engravings, old maps, and ancient objects, which thousands of visitors will have the opportunity to admire. The Bishop of Kikos and Thilleria has been the heart and soul of the monastery over the last decades, assisted by dedicated fathers and able scientists manning the museum and the research centres. The Holy Monastery of Kikos, a safe haven for the faithful, has rightfully been established as Cyprus' most glorious monastery. Two other men's monasteries in Cyprus, both royal and Stavropigic, merit a special mention: the Holy Monastery of Panagia of Macheras and the Holy Monastery of St. Neophytos, a local saint, in Paphos.